Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich has the distinction of both supporting the Citizens United decision and being a victim of it.
Ever notice how some people make a lot of mistakes?
It's probably a mistake.
This so-called attack ad was part of a multi-million dollar negative campaign against Gingrich before the recent Iowa caucuses. He was funded by anonymous corporate donors who favor Mitt Romney for president. The corporate attack ads are widely credited with helping pull Gingrich down from frontrunner to fourth in the recent caucuses. An irony not lost on Charles Barron, a New York City councilman.
And it couldn't have happened to a better person than Newt Gingrich, because this was a person who supported corporate elites having their way and contributing as much as they want to campaigns. Now it turned around to bite him.
The New York City Council is the latest American city to adopt a resolution calling for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to declare that corporations are not entitled to the same rights as people and that money is not a constitutionally protected form of speech. Other cities to do so include Los Angeles, California, Albany, New York, Boulder, Colorado, and South Miami, Florida. Jonah Minkoff-Zern represents Public Citizen, a nonprofit organization that favors public campaign financing instead of allowing outside contributions.
Our voice and our vote doesn't matter the same way that someone who has so many resources to devote to a campaign, whether it's a wealthy individual or a mega corporation.
Thank you.
Republican Councilman Eric Ulrich, a Romney supporter, voted against the New York resolution.
Because it's just as important, even if you don't agree with it, as the influence that labor organizations and other groups may have. You have to create an equal playing field, and zeroing out one group simply because we don't agree with them just to help another. That's not fair. That's not American.
Ulrich mentioned newspapers and religious groups as collective organizations that can also influence elections. The Supreme Court decision was based on a case filed against a group called Citizens United, which used corporate funds to produce a film attacking 2008 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.